RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Knock Down the House, now on Netflix.
There's a sort of power that comes with having 4 million Twitter followers, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez did not get all of those by winning an election she was not supposed to win. Fox News decided to make her a cause célèbre, and in doing so created a lightning rod for some looking to place blame, and some looking for a hero. They opted to define the Democratic takeover of the House of Representatives and its intention to finally enforce the faded concept of checks and balances by a late 20-something politically inexperienced upstart. Oops. Most likely unintentionally, Fox News gave Representative Ocasio-Cortez an enormous amount of power. Rachel Lierz's documentary Knock Down the House examines power, not necessarily what it is or how to wield it, but how you get it. Angry at our country's state of affairs since President Trump won the White House by losing the popular vote by 3 million votes, an historic number of women campaigned for a seat in Congress during the 2018 election cycle. Out of over 500 running, a record number ended up winning, including a young, political neophyte named Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. AOC does not represent the American dream because she won. The dream is alive because she was allowed to share her voice, plead her case, and offer her services to the district she grew up in and cherishes. If a Bronx bartender can run and win against an establishment incumbent who has not had a primary challenger in 14 years, then the long-dormant grassroots path to power is enjoying a breath of fresh air. Political philosophers, including the authors of America's founding documents, all the way back to the ancient Greek practitioners of the world's first democratic experiment, believed ordinary citizens should assume the mantle of governance, teachers, engineers, scientists, writers. Lately, it seems only lawyers, partisan hacks, and expert fundraisers are the select few allowed to legislate. That is not good enough for Amy Vallela, Cori Bush, and Paula Jean Swearengen, the three other insurgent primary challengers Lierz follows over the course of a contentious primary season. However, AOC severely overshadows her peers through the filmmaker's design and editing choices. We watch how each evolves into a more connected and passionate candidate as they canvass neighborhoods and encounter the everyman, surprised someone would take on the machine. In St. Louis, Cori Bush meets a man who knows all too well how the Lacey Clay machine runs his district. Another man in Queens worries the district will lose its influence in Congress if they lose Joe Crowley. He has seniority, after all. Taking advantage of more personal, behind-the-scenes moments, Lierz showcases how it is different running as a woman for political office than a man. A man either wears a suit or sports the rolled-up sleeves of the ubiquitous white-collared shirt when wanting to be perceived as more active. Women do not have that luxury. Their attire, makeup, and whole demeanor are dissected by the media in ways they would never dare analyze a man's choices. But times are tough out there. There is no time to worry about appearance and whether or not someone may think they come off as a B-word. If change is going to happen, it will only be because the ordinary citizen, that teacher, community organizer, or bartender, challenges the status quo. Joe Crowley doesn't even show up to the first debate. He sent a surrogate who was promptly eviscerated by AOC, who wisely pointed out the in-your-face example of a legislator out of touch with his people. Lierz's cinematic take on AOC's arc from unknown worker bee to global superstar is juxtaposed in a wry, crooked smile set of scenes as Crowley finally learns to start showing up, gets nervous, and then ends up rolling those very same white shirt sleeves. Knock Down the House earned the Sundance Film Festival's Audience Award, a sure sign this documentary is both feel-good, inspirational, and at times a call to action. The glass ceiling is broken and the playbook is written. Rachel Lierz and her four heroines will now show others how to make the politically impossible possible. That is why I give Knock Down the House 3 out of 4 stars.
Knock Down the House is now available on Netflix.
RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.